This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on Auto Trader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
They ask these kind of questions a lot, and some of them make you think. This one was an easy answer for me. The question going around is, you can get $10 million now, but your lifespan will be cut by 10 years. Do you take it or leave it? Surprisingly, 63%, 2 out of 3 people said yes, they would take it. Yeah. 10 years is a lot. If you take off 3 or 4 years, you're like, what does I care about when I'm 81 to 85? But when you're taking 10 years off, that's a big chunk of your life.
Yeah, it is.
Now, maybe if you're 18, this could make sense. But even then, you're gambling that you actually were going to make it that long. What if you were only going to live to 28 anyway? Here's your check. Goodbye.
No. My luck, they hand me the check and I drop.
It's what I'm basically saying. I mean, that's kind of crazy. When you get past, say, 30 or 40, this is a bad deal, in my opinion, and possibly a bad deal before then.
Well, if you had more time, that would give you the chance to make more money. So it's why would you gamble your life away for some dollars?
That's a lot of dollars.
I don't know. Yes. Money is just not that important to me.
But here's the thing.
Because I don't have enough to care.
You certainly do shop a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I don't care about money. It's just going to go out the window anyway.
Here's the thing. With $10 million, you could buy a very nice home and have no payment, have another $9 million left over to make sure that you never had to worry about anything again.
But never know if tomorrow is the day that you're not going to wake up because you've gambled it.
You don't know that right now.
But that's just not worth the risk for me. Like, I don't even, it doesn't make sense.
But if you took the money, bought a house, and just not left the house, hired you a doctor.
A cook, a chef.
Yeah, to eat healthy and exercise and just never leave your house. For fear of any accidents.
You have less stress, for sure, because all the responsibility's gone because you're paying for everything.
That's not true at all, because the stress is today the day I'm going to drop dead because I did this?
Well, see, I'd like to know how long I was going to live anyway.
Right, that would make a huge difference.
Yeah, because a friend of mine's grandmother lived to be 102.
Yeah.
So if I took those 10 years off, I'm okay with that.
Someone coming to you with this deal and you're like, hold on, I have follow-up questions.
Here's some of the answers people said. Absolutely, it's a win-win. One person said, make it a decrease of 30 years and I'd think about it. Huh? They wanted to go quicker.
Wow.
They just wanted to have fun and split.
That's weird.
they said a shorter lifetime of financial stability and comfort versus a slightly longer life full of stress and burnout. Come on now.
There's more to life, though, than money.
That's I'm not like, about that.
That's
I think
what
it's,
I was saying.
It's about the stress they're talking about. It's about the constant worry whether you'll have enough or not. And this would answer that, and you could enjoy all of your years.
I think a lot more stress now than ever because of the price of housing, of food, and everything. And you feel for the teenagers growing up now. And, you know, you think 20 years down the road. How is it some kids can't even buy a house now because it's too pricey.
My daughter can't afford one.
Well, I know.
We're not even kids, and we couldn't afford an actual house. We got a townhome.
Yeah, but you also bought at the absolute highest point.
We tend to do that. We always get the timing perfectly wrong.
Yeah, well.
I've done that too.
I tell you, I'd do it.
Would you?
Yes, I'd take the money but lose 10 years of my life.
I'm afraid you're too close to the end to make that make
sense. I don't care. If I get 5 years out of it, I will spend all that money. I've had a great life, and I'm okay.
There's someone who's for it. One person said, I would compromise and do 5 years for $5 million. They don't want to give up 10. And I could see the logic in that because if you do make it to old age, those last five are often not so great. But the five before that can still be pretty good.
I like the other options where they're like, would you slap someone for this amount of money? Because, boy, I got a list.
Okay, that's not the option.
Yeah. That's good, though.
They asked people about this, and there's some of the things you would miss out on if you gave up the final 10 years of your life. Befriending and feeding pigeons. You would miss out on that.
And squirrels.
Oh, and watching birds.
Right?
Yeah.
You would miss out on slip-on Skechers.
Hey, now, that's just convenient.
My dad bought a pair of those right before he passed away because his feet had swolled up. Oh. So he got some bigs. And they're so big, I tried them on. And I can't even wear them. They're like 13s.
Oh, wow. My mom wanted to try some new ones. She goes, do they have any girl versions of the Hey Dudes? That you?
Hey, ma'am.
Yeah, it's Hey, ma'am.
So I have some Hey Dudes.
Yeah, mom bought some finally, though. I explained to her. And she loves them. They just slip right on. Mm-hmm.
Some of the things you'll miss out if you cut out the last 10 years of your life. Slicing open tennis balls to put on the tips of your walker.
Oh.
My mom had that. And we had to replace one of them because it got worn out.
It was lopsided. Wouldn't be.
Some things you'll miss out on if you don't get the last 10 years of your life. Getting your kids to do whatever you want by threatening to cut them out of your will.
Oh, there you go.
You'll miss out on everything that's on CBS. All of the NCIS and all of those shows. Yeah. You'll miss out on never having to worry that your spouse will leave you because they're in an urn.
Tom.
Hey, that happens for a lot of people. You know someone's going first. I'll go way before my wife, hopefully, because I'm older than she is by a fair amount.
Yeah.
Something you're going to miss out on is being able to park wherever you want because you've got that little blue handicap parking pass.
Oh, that's true.
I can't wait.
Yeah. My mom's got one of those, and it's kind of funny because she's getting up there in age, and I've got to help her, you know, but it takes forever to get to the front door now, you know, and I got to – my car is like, you know, it's a Jeep, so I've got to help I take her bottom and like push her up sometimes because she can't get into the high cars.
Why don't you get her a little step stool?
That's probably a good idea. Ones. I should do that for my car. But, yeah.
My mom's getting that way.
Yeah.
Because I picked her up the other day. She goes, ooh, my legs are almost too short to get up in your car.
It's weird, ain't it? Because it's like you're taking your little
I'm not grabbing
mama.
Her butt.
Well.
Hog don't care.
Yeah. Mom likes it. Oh, my.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We have so many things that confuse us about the labels on food. And I think the biggest confusion that most of us run into is when is it actually expired? Because they have so many different kinds of dates on these products.
I agree. Yes.
Well, California, in spite of them being a disaster in most situations tends to lead the rest of the United States in regulations and laws. Mm-hmm. And they are now eliminating the sell-by date on products.
I'm okay with that because, you know, you don't know. I want to eat by date, not a sell-by date. Because you buy it and you're like, well, how long do I have before this goes bad?
I don't know if they've solved the whole problem because there will be two things that are allowed on the food when it comes to dates. A best buy or a used buy.
See, and all that still confuses me. Best buy, sell buy, used buy. Just put throw in trash on this day.
Yeah, exactly.
So best buy is the date at which it may not taste as good as it used to. The used buy date is like it isn't safe after this. But there's more to that story, too. It's important to remember that most expiration dates are just guesses by the manufacturer.
Well, and us, too.
and also, a lot of things can affect how food tastes, even if it's stored oddly before it's purchased or after it's purchased. So it's possible it could start to taste funny before then.
You ever get, like, cereal out, and then you pour your milk, you don't, because the date's still good on the milk. And maybe you've not opened it in a couple of days. You pour it in there, and then you take a bite of your Captain Crunch, your Raisin Bran, whatever it is, and it's got that funky, milky, just nasty, expired, smelly taste to it.
I'm weird. I have to smell my milk every time I open
you
it.
Sniff I don't your think milk that's stuff. Weird, kiddo. Yeah.
And even and milk's one of those, even when it says it's expired, the date is past the date, I can still drink it if it still hasn't hit that smell yet.
You're like, hi, Cato. I'm a milk sniffer.
I cannot sniff. You should have seen me in school growing up.
Yeah. Oh, wow. A milk day.
Well, hopefully there were no cows nearby.
No, it's all the people. Like they got the little cartons
that's
of milk.
That's all we had. We just milk. We didn't have any other option.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm looking this up, Cato, because I really think you're in the majority.
I'm going to sniff your milk.
What about smelling the milk?
About sniffing milk.
Ah, you can tell, though.
See,
you can tell.
If it starts getting that little smell, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I can only eat it in cereal. Mm-hmm. It's when it's fresh and it's got that fresh smell and there's none of that little tankiness.
Exactly.
I can drink it straight from the jug.
Uh-huh. And for sodas, you know immediately if it's flat. It's like if you can't hear that psss when you open it up, sometimes that tricks you.
I like a flat Pepsi.
Do you really?
Yes, it's just sweeter to me.
Hi, Cato.
It's not bad.
It's not.
Really?
It's really not that bad.
I have to have my soda's fresh.
The carbonation burns sometimes, though. When it's flat, it just goes down nicer.
All right.
It's like syrup.
Yeah. Well, they say that milk is the most wasted food there is because people throw it out too soon. Mm. And even with the smell test, sometimes we're too picky over it.
You know what?
But if it doesn't smell or taste good, then you're not getting the enjoyment you were supposed to anyway.
Right. Do you have any friends or siblings that actually sniffs their food before they eat it? Like, you know, they'll be at a restaurant and they'll like get a bite of egg, cut it up, and then they'll eat it. Like, because my brother will do that sometimes. He's like, I'm like, what are you doing? It's weird.
Certain foods I will.
Okay.
Now, really, if somebody's giving me a bite, like, oh, taste this fish. I'm going to smell it first. I'm like, let me just smell that for you.
But I just want the aroma just to hit me naturally. I don't want to sit there and sniff it and then put it in my mouth, you know.
Well, that's why your mouth's under your nose so you can enjoy the smell at the same time right before you taste it.
But not when you're shoving an egg on a fork right up underneath your nose right before you take a bite of it. It's just weird. You food sniffer.
But nobody judges when people do that with wine.
Okay.
So but what's the difference?
Okay. But they got all that shaking your wine up and sniffing the cork and all that stuff.
What sniff is food? Pick up the plate. Do it under your nose and circles like you're supposed to do the wine.
Wow. Yeah. There you go.
Well, Cato, you're certainly not alone on sniffing milk. Apparently, 63% of people sniff their milk before they pour it in the bowl.
Well, the first sign is knowing that you do it.
Just don't do it in the grocery store.
Yeah, you're back there unscrewing the cap, sniffing the milk.
You know, when I buy deodorant or something, I'll spray it because I want to know what it smells like before I buy it.
Do you really?
So I will test out the deodorant or anything that's got a scent that I want to be able to like it.
But if you don't like it, the next person buys that and he's like...
Just one day they're going without it.
It's just weird. Is there an expiration date on deodorant?
According to some smells, yes.
Yes.
That's an expiration date on the purpose.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I've got a list of 7 things you should never say to your boss.
Okay.
Because they have a lot of power over your career.
Wow, this sounds like you're just discovering this.
No, that's not me.
They don't have power over your career, just that job.
Yeah, but if you lose that job, you know.
You make up a lie.
Okay. These are the list of 7 things you should never say to a boss. How do I do that? So, you know, a lot of times they'll ask you to do something like, well, I don't know how to do that, so.
What's comical is I've had bosses in the past ask me that.
Oh, okay.
I'm like,
But they can because they're over you. And that's not a big deal.
But shouldn't they know?
Yeah.
They just wanted to see if you knew.
Oh, I failed that test.
I mean, I think it's not a great idea to say that to your boss unless you're relatively new and you're one direction, in which case it makes sense to say, okay, you hired me to do this on this weird machine here. How do I do it? So once I've learned, I'll be able to do it.
But if you've been there a while, they say, you know, don't say, how do I do that? You just say something, I'm on it. And then you go figure out how to do that specific job.
Yeah, at this point, you can Google anything.
Yeah. I was on a job, and brand new. I'd been an intern at a TV station. And I was supposed to be practicing editing video for the TV, you know. And matter of fact, I was in charge of that at one point in my career. Could you imagine the news person depending on me to make sure I get the video right?
And we have 20 years of depending on you to edit stuff right in here, and we know exactly what it's like.
Good. It's good.
Yeah.
That's what he meant.
Well, they asked me, they said, do you know how to, you know, edit video? I said, well, yeah, I do. And I had no idea. Gave me the job.
Yeah, that's how I've gotten jobs in the past.
There was times, though, that the anchors was talking and they would go, you know, so-and-so caught fire today. And I would forget a blank part of the video and it just go to black behind the video.
That's the fire.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what was left.
You can't see because of smoke.
Yeah.
All right, these are the things you should never say to your boss. I don't have time. Well, no one does. They say you need to make time, just bump something with something like lower to priority. Like, I've got to do this, but I can bump that and do it tomorrow.
Okay, but sometimes they do pile a ton on you. And at some point, you do have to be like, okay, there's only so many hours in a day.
What I've learned, though, is a lot of times they don't go up behind you and check. So, you know, when they give you a ton of work to do, just say you'll do it.
I'm not sure you're going to have a job after this. You're basically admitting that you don't really have the competence to do the skills and that you're going to go, and if they ask you to do something, you're going to be like, I just won't do it. They won't know.
Can you do it like men do to their wives, where you do it wrong so they won't ask you to do it again?
Well, I don't think that works at work.
It's not fair.
Yeah. All right. They say you should never say no to your boss. And they say this one's self-explanatory. I think it's okay to say no.
Yeah.
Why? They're paying you to do a job, and they're saying, okay, I'm going to pay you, do this. And you're like, no.
No, it's not like that. So it might be something specific that you're like, no, I don't want to do. I don't feel comfortable doing that. I'm like, you're just drawing a boundary.
What boundary are you drawing exactly?
Well, maybe it's an unethical thing. Like, why don't you go pick up my laundry while I finish this
meeting?
What's
unethical about that?
I'm picking up their laundry.
What's unethical about it?
I have an example because I've done it.
Okay.
And I got sent home. Do you remember when I told the boss no? Because they were trying to take money out of my pocket.
Well, that time, the boss, I don't know if he said no, but he was trying to renege on a deal he had made with you.
Yeah, I said no, I wasn't going to do it if he went back on his word.
You can pick apart any of these and find specific, but there's specific areas where that would apply.
Honestly, I don't even think I'd mind if they were like, go get my laundry. I'd be like, good. And then I'd come back 2 hours later and be like, traffic was awful.
Exactly.
Checking my little Starbucks drink.
The boss, they're paying
and
you.
Lunch was good.
It was so good.
I've literally done that for bosses before.
Oh, you know what? I had a boss on the radio station, and he broke up with his girlfriend. And I was on the radio at the time. And he says, you know what, Hawk? Why don't you go take a break? Go fill up my car. And he'd just broken up, and he got on the radio and started playing these dedication songs to her.
Awesome.
Yeah. I still got paid for that.
Oh, would you?
Things you shouldn't say to your boss. I'm going to HR. If you have a problem with your boss, find someone who's equal to their power, I guess, or higher up, and forget about the HR person. You need to find somebody over that.
You know, the HR person is supposed to be a representative of the employees, not the manager. But it seems like that the manager has a lot to do with that HR person.
I don't think they're actually on your team.
No.
You're a resource to them.
All right, something you shouldn't say is so-and-so's an idiot because you're judging that person and you're kind of passing the buck or passing the blame.
You know what, though? Sometimes they are.
Well, they are.
And it's frustrating.
The boss will agree with you.
Yeah. The boss might agree with you, but he might also think, well, they probably call me an idiot, too, sometimes.
You know what? Sometimes.
Or it wasn't me is something you shouldn't say. It was that other person that did that. Pointing fingers is kind of a weak when you do that. When you point or call somebody out or you're like the teacher's pet, like, yeah, it was that person that did it. I didn't do it. I'm like, just say, hey, I didn't do it. You don't have to point the other person out.
What if he says, who did?
Yeah, I'm pointing them out.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, Hawk did that.
All right. And then they say you should never say, take this job and shove it.
Oh, why not? I wanted to.
Yeah, not that anyone ever would ever pull that. You know, I know there's a song about take this job and shove it, but at this point they say you should actually quit professionally and not burn any bridges. You don't want to get just mad and just I quit and just shove it in their face or whatever.
Cato, you ever done that?
Yes.
And you got hired back, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. But that's not fair because that was on a two or three Torture Tuesdays.
No, this was with a program director.
No, well, he told me that I was fired.
And then he hired you back.
And I just sat there.
I ain't leaving.
Yeah, and he goes, you're not fired. But I basically told him he's going to respect me just like he respects every other employee. He's not going to treat me any differently, and he didn't like that. And then he sat down and he was nicer. I think I got a raise.
Nice.
Try it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Well, I don't think there's such a thing as the perfect roommate. That's not a real thing, right?
I don't know. Sometimes
you
got perfect. I know one time I had a roommate who almost never was there. I'm like, this is the perfect roommate.
Okay, all right.
But they continue to pay rent.
Yeah.
Best roommate ever.
Uh-huh.
That'll happen sometimes when someone gets in a relationship and they end up staying at the girlfriend's place a lot.
Yeah. Yes. I saw a story, I guess, a guy got mad at his roommate for hogging the bathroom time. And he busted down the door, punched him, and then threw him into the mirror. And luckily, he was arrested for assault for that. And then as I saw that, there's so many stories on social media and online about bad roommates and these bad roommate stories where they're doing ridiculous things.
Well, that's pretty common trope. But I think one one item that would help a lot is to not have only one bathroom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can fix a lot of things by just making the circumstances better.
Well, sometimes you can't afford it.
Right.
Yeah.
You get one of those little portable toilets like in the hospital and put it in the laundry room.
Oh, my.
So not paying a bill on time is one of the number one things that roommates fight about. And that's with guys and girls.
I have been blessed. I never had roommates that didn't pay their bills. I don't know if I just got lucky or what, but that was not an issue I had. I had other issues, but not that.
Yeah. Tom and I were roommates. We always paid the bills. Right. That was good. Hogging the bathroom was also mentioned as far as a bad roommate.
Now, I did have to share a bathroom with a buddy, and we did manage to work it out all right.
Yeah, well, if he wouldn't shut the door.
I'm talking about Tim Dukes, not you.
Oh, okay.
But, we didn't share a bathroom. We had our own.
We didn't. But we would leave the door open when we go in the bathroom, so that's weird.
Or you would leave the door open.
Well, you know, my big complaint with Tom was we had, like, this walkway on the, you know, second floor that you could see from the bottom floor, and his shower or his bathroom was way down on the other end of the hall, and he would say, "Hey, don't look," and he would walk naked from that catwalk to his room.
I said, "Hey, don't look."
I know, but I mean, what do you do when someone says, "Don't look"?
Yeah, how else would you know that he was naked unless you were looking?
I did. I'm like, he said, "Don't look." And I mean, anybody that hears that is going to look.
You should learn after
a
couple
times.
I was
saying the first time, maybe.
Yes. It took me about 63 times.
I feel violated.
Yeah. But also, messiness is another thing, being smelly for the guys.
Smelly would not be good.
I agree.
Now, I had a roommate in college, and he and I, we each had a corner of the dorm room that we just stacked our dirty clothes up in until, like, months, and then we would finally take them to the laundromat and do them. But they didn't smell bad because you only wore them, like, one. It wasn't like you took nasty clothes and put them. It had just been worn.
Another thing the guys complain about is the other roommate eats their food without them knowing.
Yeah, and that happens.
I will say, though, you were pretty respectful, and I was respectful of your food when we were roommates.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot, I think, that overlapped.
We did have a buddy who would come in and say, "Hey, someone broke in, and I don't know what happened, but your Jimmy Dean sausage in the freezer is gone."
Okay, really? See, I didn't leave anything to get eaten. I generally ate fast food, and I ate it right then.
And I've never seen you two eat the same thing.
I know.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, you eat a little more healthy.
But I will say this, though. You will hide the good stuff, the brownies and stuff, in your underwear drawer or something when you have roommates. You wouldn't put that in the kitchen. It's like, I ain't leaving this in the kitchen because it'd be gone.
Just like when you have kids, you hide your little baby cakes.
Absolutely.
I never even tried that.
And then the girlfriend takeover was another thing mentioned with the guys.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you got another roommate who's not paying the rent.
Well, and I had a roommate once, his girlfriend would come over and try to tell me what I could and couldn't do in the apartment.
Yeah.
And she would be like, "Hawk said that I could tell you not to wear your underwear around the house." And I said, "I pay rent here and you don't."
Well, that's because you would walk around in your underwear in front of her.
They were boxer shorts. Okay. And it's my apartment.
Yep.
So the girls are a little bit different when it comes to roommates. And there's some other things going on besides, you know, the messiness and the stinkiness, which I'm sure that you girls have that problem, right?
That we're stinky?
No, I'm just saying that you've had some roommates that were not as clean as you, probably.
I just had one who would drink my drinks and then refill it with water.
Oh, wow.
Which was odd because I'm like, okay, I know what Coke is supposed to look like.
So some of the same things, not paying the bills on time, hogging the bathroom was also mentioned, and then borrowing clothes without asking.
Yeah.
And borrowing things from each other is what the girls do more often. So you got to kind of set some healthy boundaries and like, look, I'm okay with you borrowing this, but not my clothes. I was going to wear that this Friday out on a date, and you wore it.
Now, I did have a problem with a friend who would borrow clothes and never give them back. Like, I had a friend who borrowed, this is Sean Tucker, he's my best friend. He would borrow, like, a shirt, and then, like, 6 years later, I'd get it back, and the sleeves had been torn off. It had been converted into, like, a, you know, muscle shirt or something. I'm like, dude, I can't wear that. I don't have any muscles.
Okay, also borrowing makeup without you knowing.
I never had that.
That was a problem with the girls as well. And then there wasn't like bringing in a third roommate. Like their boyfriend wouldn't come over and just stay all the time.
Because I think that does happen sometimes.
It does. And it's miserable.
Yeah. I mean, you got some guy there. First of all, girls are probably going to be less tolerant of that than guys would be. Like it was annoying to me, not because I was trying to hide anything from your girlfriend, but because she was trying to get me to dress in a way that I didn't feel like bothering with.
But she didn't live there. She just visited.
I know. Yeah. She sure acted like she owned the place when she did.
You know, I mean, when it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you still got your underwear on just going to your kitchen. I'm like,
it's my business.
Did you say don't look?
Yeah. And she looked every time.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
If you're the kind of person who reads ingredient labels for yourself, for your coffee creamer, for literally everything, it makes sense to care just as much about what you're feeding your dog. That's why so many dog parents are choosing Healthy Dogma. Healthy Dogma makes dog food with real, recognizable ingredients. No fillers, no mystery ingredients. Just thoughtfully sourced nutrition that actually makes sense. Their protein-added Pet Mix complete meals are gently dehydrated to preserve goodness and make life easier. And in minutes, mealtime is ready. It's simple, convenient, and feels like a better way to feed your dog without overthinking it. Because taking care of your dog shouldn't feel complicated. It should feel aligned with how you already live. Right now, you can save 20% on your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. That's 20% off your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. Healthy Dogma, food made with care.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.